The $16 million African Savannah facility at Hogel Zoo opened its doors to the public Friday, showcasing a new lion exhibit. After the death of the last lion 10 years ago, Hogel Zoo waited to house new cats until the completion of the planned facility. Two male lions, brothers Baron and Vulcan, were introduced to the public Friday, and Erica Hansen with Hogel Zoo says they have very distinct personalities.
They've been as calm and wonderful as cats can be. Baron's a little calmer. He's kind of a little more relaxed of the two. Vulcan's a little more, I guess, kind of scrappy or up in your face. He's the one that seems the most curious.
The zoo also received two two-year-old female lions from Woodland Park Zoo. However, Hansen says they are shyer than the boys. They hope one day to breed the lions, but plan to wait until the females become older and more acclimated to the new environment. Hansen says the lion facility is only the first phase of the two-part Savannah experience. The second phase, a grasslands portion, will contain mixed species, such as giraffes, zebras, nyala, guinea fowl, and ostriches. The new facility also brings with them the return of two old friends to the zoo, the train ride and Leo, the iconic lion drinking fountain.
Anybody who has spent any time here or grew up here as a child has probably stuck their head in that lion drinking fountain's mouth. And so it's been so fun to watch a new generation of kids out there getting their drinks and are a little bit afraid of him, some of the younger kids, and it's just really fun to have Leo return.
The lion portion of the exhibit is now open, and the grasslands phase is scheduled to open later this month. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.